The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright, the power to create a happier, healthier life, drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California, and I'm so happy you could be with me because I have a very, very important message to bring you tonight. This week, we finished up the Law of Attraction magazine, and of course, it's absolutely beautiful, and all of the articles are just brilliant. But one in particular stood out to me to be so incredibly powerful that I thought I would actually share it with you, the listeners. You may all remember a dear friend of ours, Roscoe. Well, this week, and it was one day before the March issue was launched, well, I got word from Japan that Roscoe died. Fortunately for us, Roscoe wrote a brand new article just a few weeks ago for our March issue, and it is absolutely wonderful, and I know you're going to agree with me. You know, it's true, this man lived in the fifth dimensional world where he discovered incredible insights about humanity. His wife and true partner, Midori, said upon his death, "There is meaning for the timing of his death, and that as he departed his body, he knew he would even play a more special role in serving humanity." Well, I believe this to be true, and the timing of his death is in sync with all of the events that I experience. You know, it was just 6 months ago that I read New Dimensional Thought Technology, and I was so thrilled about it that I asked the author, Roscoe, who is hugely popular in Japan, to be on the cover of Law of Attraction magazine. His translated article was so well received that I asked him to please write two more articles for us for the February issue and the April issue of the magazine. Well, I didn't know it at the time, but I got the immediate impulse to change the issues to calendar year last December. So we rushed everything a month in advance to produce a January and March issue instead of the February and April issues. And looking back today, had we not changed the dates, we most likely would not have gotten his last brilliant and very important article. As a matter of fact, his article was so brilliant, I actually decided that I was going to read it to you, my listeners, 2 weeks ago. Then came news of his death, and I read his article once again, and I could see the synchronicity of what he was saying. The title of the article was Absolute Space Equals Absolute Peace. And as I was reading it, I just thought, wow, this message transcends everything else, especially death. Another coincidence is that Roscoe just finished a huge event in Japan of 700 people, and he personally greeted each and every one of them after the event, and then went home with his beloved wife, Midori. Everything was fine. Later that night, he died. Now what it appears to be is that, wow, he was working hard to get this message out to as many people who would listen, because his message was world peace through inner healing. It is a message that is extremely needed on the planet right now. Matter of fact, we're in dire need of this. In a way, it was like Roscoe knew that he was leaving us soon, so he worked hard and tirelessly to get his final message out to the world. His friend and trusted aide told me that Roscoe's spirit lives on. Midori is still with us. Myros will always be there. And He continued, I still believe it will change the world and bring about absolute peace on earth. I believe this to be so, so true. All I can say is, thank you, Roscoe. Your message is the answer that I personally have been waiting for. And I'm so blessed to have connected with you for the last 6 months. And I am thrilled that your teachings of peace through individual healing will continue on for many generations to come. As a matter of fact, I'm going to guarantee that it will. So I would like to just take a fast break. And then when we return, I'm going to play something very, very special that you're going to love. And again, it's all by Roscoe. So stay tuned and we'll be right back after this message.
Are you a law of attraction coach? Are you supporting yourself with this? If not, I've got the turnkey solution for you to finally make money while teaching others Law of Attraction. I'm Michael Loche, the best-selling author of Law of Attraction, which has sold over 2.8 million copies in 17 languages. Come to my event on May 16th and 17th in Las Vegas and discover the secret to your Law of Attraction success. Visit www.certifiedlawofattractionfacilitator.com for more information. Secure your place today. Visit www.certifiedlawofattractionfacilitator.com.
I'm back, and before I read the majority of this article, I want to remind you that Roscoe was very ill as a child, and often he would stop breathing, having had many near-death experiences. He would go in and out of the third dimension to the fifth dimension and back and forth. And it was in this in-between state that he could see and experience the polarities of humanity. After 30 years of research, he developed new dimensional thought technology, in which he has literally helped thousands and thousands of people to heal their inner emotions, not their partner's emotions, nor their parents' emotions, or even their siblings' emotions, but their own personal, individual emotions, because each person projects his own emotions out to the other, in other words, out to the world. In my opinion, Roscoe has released us from victimhood in order for us to take full responsibility of creating the issues that we blame on others. If you look at the current division in the U.S., you need to see that each one of us has created that division from our own personal emotional experiences. We are blaming someone for the mess. We're blaming someone for the wars. We're blaming somebody else for the way we live or for our unhappiness, until we realize that we created the situation through our own emotions, our own dual polarities. And I want you to keep this in mind, for this is truly Roscoe's message. I also want to let you know that Roscoe wrote and produced 3 songs. And his wife, Midori, thought that this song would be so appropriate for the radio show. It is very beautiful, and as I listened to it yesterday, I had goosebumps. So stay tuned to hear it. It's really something. So with that, let's proceed into the article written by Roscoe. And the article is entitled Manifestation of Absolute Space Equals the Key to Absolute Peace. Since our featured articles in Law of Attraction magazine's December 2017 and January 2018 issues, we have received comments from people who have had the chance to read my book, New Dimensional Thought Technology. But what is even more amazing is that many people have already been experiencing the absolute fantastic results of new dimensional thought technology for themselves firsthand as they practice it. Now, NDTT, which we're going to use as the abbreviation of New Dimensional Thought Technology, is therefore not a mere academic paper or armchair theory, but it is a technology by which you can completely transform yourself. Neither is it just for the sake of solving problems. Those who have experienced new dimensional realities, what many call miracles, which he explains in greater detail in the January issue, have ended their internal conflicts and started a whole new way of life. Having experienced the inner peace, they now truly feel that the realization of absolute peace, which humanity has sought throughout history, is possible. This finally ends the seemingly constant repetition of conflicts and ephemeral patchwork type of peace. And they have begun sharing this new way of life with the world. We are often asked by readers why we say absolute peace instead of merely peace. Well, the etymology of words sometimes reveal a certain wisdom and truth within them. In Japanese, the word for absolute literally means to end opposite polarities. In English, this can be interpreted as to free from division. The reason we say absolute peace is that we can indeed eradicate opposite polarities and free ourselves from the world of division by using NDTT. If indeed we can do that, everything can become absolute. In this article, I will shed light on NDTT from new perspectives and share thoughts on how we are engaged in a movement toward absolute peace. NDTT is completely new thought system through which we can completely eliminate human ego, thus not allowing problems to exist. It is the most romantic technology that makes it possible for us to live in the true space, which I call absolute space, where we can experience unlimited creation. With this technology, we can live as we wish, since we have completely demystified third-dimensional thought and have created true consciousness by showing the way from third-dimensional self to higher-dimensional self, which is true self. Now, I'm backing out of the article at this point because he is showing the diagram, which is quite simple, but it contains the entire mechanism of this world, including human relationships and all other phenomena that takes place around us. And it's simple, but unless you actually see it, you may not register it completely. So it's here that I want to suggest that you go to Law of Attraction magazine and see this so that you can comprehend what he's talking about. So I'm going to go back to the article now. In the third dimensional world, when you place a plus on one side and the large plus as shown above, minus appears simultaneously on the other side. Thus, we are controlled by opposite polarities. And in the world of duality and division, we are tossed back and forth between them. However, as you can see in the diagram, if you displace your viewpoint dimensionally at the position of the Myros mark, you can see the opposite polarities as a pair. parentheses, large plus and large minus, as well as the inner structure, parentheses, small plus and small minus, period. We call this dual structure coexistence. The opposite polarities that we have conventionally perceived as different and opposing. A parentheses again, e.g. light and darkness, freedom and oppression, unparentheses, coexist and internally are actually the same. If you identify with a plus or minus in the mechanism of opposite polarities, you will see before you the reverse phenomenon. When it comes to human emotions, small plus and minus are put in conflict under large plus or minus. Whatever you suppress is reversed to the exterior and appears before you, dual structured. Therefore, depending on how you treat matters, phenomena will change. This is called reversal by identification of consciousness. Now again, if you didn't grasp what he just said, I urge you to go to the magazine, see the diagram, and then follow along. This is really, really simple, and yet it's life-changing to finally grasp what he is talking about. And he continues, it is this system, however, that allows us to have a higher viewpoint and clearly understand the mechanism of the third dimensional world. Surely you wonder what we can do in this world of opposite polarities and reversals by identification. I will now touch upon how we will be able to experience the world of truth and go back to true consciousness. That is true self. And he goes into the application methods. Because the world has been in a state of reversal, we need to reverse by 180 degrees in order to return to our true self. To do so, you revert unconsciousness as manifested in the other party back to yourself. For example, the fact that people reject you or don't accept you means that you are denying or not accepting of yourself. In the same way, if your partner is indifferent, he or she is simply showing you that you are indifferent to yourself. In the third dimensional world, this fact is hidden within you as unconsciousness, but from a higher viewpoint, it is on full view. In fact, this is the essence of Myros. Let me explain further. If you become aware that you, as ego, are the one who does not accept yourself and see the opposite polarities in you simultaneously as balance, you will achieve harmony within. There will no longer be any need for you to be accepted by others. That's because by reversing the already reversed world in 180 degrees, one and two will be pair annihilated and A won't be able to exist. If A cannot exist, then B cannot exist either, since they exist as a pair. What is so important is not to perceive the minus as minus, but to perceive the minus and plus as balance. Let me repeat that. What is important is not to perceive the minus as minus, but to perceive the minus and plus as balance. When you do this, your world will change in an instant. The other party is someone who can show you the imbalance in you and can be your best benefactor or teacher. When you practice it, you tend to become your own viewpoint and thus lose the viewpoint of the higher dimension. This makes it impossible to practice. However, once you understand the system perfectly, the practice will become natural and take place automatically. You will be able to see the entirety from the higher dimensional viewpoint, just as if you are viewing a map and controlling a drone or using Google Earth to focus on different parts. In fact, from this viewpoint, you can see the entirety of not only space, but also time. You can see the past and the patterns of your life clearly, as well as those of your parents and ancestors. Because this is the system that we have, we can practice NDTT smoothly without being influenced by emotions or thoughts. You can understand clearly the unconsciousness that you have suppressed, as well as what you have been identifying with. I would even venture to say that you go to the world called enlightenment as you define it. Enlightenment is usually perceived as something extremely difficult to obtain, something that requires vigorous sadhana and enormous time, and can only be experienced by saints or spiritual gurus. Perhaps this is because even they have not been able to demonstrate exactly what it is and how to attain it. With the Myros and its application, it is now possible for anyone to obtain it, even within the context of their daily life. Here I would like to share one extremely significant point, which also touches upon the essence of Myros. In order to go back to your true selves or create true consciousness, the existence of your partner is critical and essential. So, what is a partner? It is your partner who shares part of you, as you and your partner are originally one. The mission of your life, which you can never erase, and the meaning of your existence are hidden within your partner. It is only your partner that is your true partner, who can recall and awaken the memories hidden deep within you, and the memories within the DNA inherited from your ancestors, your memories that existed even before you were born. If you truly desire to know yourself, you will be able to meet your true partner. And with the application of Myros, you can decode and even rewrite your DNA. This hidden secret is what I call the marriage code. To obtain truth self-realization, it is essential to have your partner's memories, who in turn has yours. You can have unlimited potential and create anything in the space between you and your partner through inner marriage. This is why I call Myros the most romantic technology in the universe. Now a new subtitle, Towards the Realization of Absolute Peace. In the December and January issues, I explained that when each of us end inner conflict and experience new dimensional realities, we can change the world and obtain absolute peace. Many have questioned how it is possible to change humanity made up of 7.6 billion people by trying to end the inner conflicts in each of us. Changing the world by ending conflicts in each and every person is not a far-fetched idea. Think of it this way. When you hear news about problems taking place in our society, do you think they have nothing to do with you? Consider this. your relationship with others, including family, friends, and people at work, generate various emotions. In turn, these emotions are manifested as different phenomena, one after another. What if this chain of relationships evolves to the level of creating social phenomena? If indeed we go that far, those relationships become so complicated that we can no longer grasp what brought this all about. However, it is quite possible that your emotions, your sense of inadequacy or anger, for example, are the very roots of the events occurring in society. Absolutely. If this is the case, by rewinding your life and erasing the sense of inadequacy or anger within you, you will be able to break the chain of reactions that originated from you. If each of us worked on ourselves with this understanding, we would have the power to reverse social phenomena. I believe the same applies in realizing peace on earth. If we use this system to end our inner conflicts, the world we see will be changed. Ending conflicts in each person is not a far-fetched idea. If enough people begin to apply the system as a concrete technique, we will reach a tipping point where the aggregate of the results will bring about instantaneous transformation. I have seen many such examples. Individual consciousness creates its own network of consciousness, and this collective consciousness surely works to transform the world. Countries currently in the midst of war or people beset by tragedy may not have what it takes to even begin to think about dismantling or dissecting themselves. That is why those who can do so should act first. I have been communicating my roast with this in mind. Those with whom my thoughts have resonated and who have applied the system have changed and have begun to introduce my roast to others around them. I believe the synergistic ripple effect will become a powerful force to bring about peace and dramatic transformation of humanity. Wow, period. That is the end of the article. Oh my goodness, I just got a whole bunch of chills up and down my spine. This is true. This is exactly right. Those of us who are striving to be enlightened can grasp this, and we can dramatically change the world. Even for those who are incapable of changing or looking at this themselves. Quite simply, we are all one with each other. We are one with the planet. We are the planet. We are the universe. And science is showing that our energy is the same component. So therefore, if we are the planet, we can heal all of the issues and all of the sadness, all of the strife, all of the wars, and all of the madness. It's all within us if we look and experience ourselves as others. It's really quite remarkable, quite easy. And Roscoe has filled in the blanks. The essence of Myros is to discover yourself, to experience true love, and to liberate yourself in the truest sense of the word. A new civilization of humanity will emerge with the absolute peace that we have long pursued as each and every one of us experience miracles. Now, I know that you want to know more, and you can now purchase Roscoe's first lecture video with English subtitles. You can just go to roscoe.jp. That's roscoe.jp. And from there, you can also purchase his book, which I highly endorse. Read the book, New Dimensional Thought Technology, The Dawning of a New Civilization by Roscoe. It's all about changing your perspective, changing your life, and changing the world. And you squish all three of those together, and what does it say? We are all one. Very, very powerful stuff. And I am so, so happy to been associated with Roscoe for the last 6 months. But also, this is not the end, because we are going to be learning more. It's a pretty wonderful time to be alive. And when we get more information on the future of Myros, I will be bringing that to you. A whole new world is going to open up. Get excited, get happy, because it's here. And take a part of it. And that's why you're listening to the show today. So please, again, go to roscoe.jp. And check out all of his information as he and his spirit continues to live on through us. Now, here is some very, very special music that he has composed and even sings, and he's singing it in English, and it is just absolutely beautiful. So with that, I want to introduce the song Time for World Change by Roscoe.
Now ends the time, world of change. Remember the promises of our souls. All you see.
Another song authored by Roscoe, and it's called The Man Inside the Mirror.
Ooh.
And the final treat for the week is the final song by Roscoe called Legend of Love. Well, that's all we have for the week. and I hope you enjoyed it. And I hope that you realize how special you are in just hearing the show. It means that you are awakening to really change and help and bring hope and abundance and prosperity to the world. Together, we are called for a bigger plan. And it is so wonderful to have you with me and to have you with Myros in order to get this accomplished. Have a wonderful week ahead, and we'll be back next week with another great show of Law of Attraction Talk Radio. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to Jules@LOARadionetwork.com and have a great week.